Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you save Han from Jabba's palace? Our best friend, Han Solo.
Yeah, he's trapped.
Yeah.
He's frozen.
Begin, in carbonite! Why is he there? Remind me.
He's frozen in carbonite because Darth Vader
made a
hates
deal.
Him.
Okay.
So he made it. He made a deal. Jabba, he have debts. Jabba, like, I want Han. And what did Darth Vader get from Jabba?
Well, he wanted to get rid of Han. He wanted him out of his hair.
A complicated deal because Lando betrays Han.
Yeah. Sure.
Sells him to
Jabba. Darth Vader.
Vader. Vader's hired bounty hunters to track down those
no
fellas.
No disintegrations, yes.
No disintegrations.
Man of Star Wars.
Presumably that it's like a deal that bounty hunters are hired to capture them, give Han to Jabba, and then they get two rewards? One from Vader and one from Jabba?
Vader puts him in the carbonite,
Vader
then at
got
what
him.
Point
does
he go...
Does Vader collect on that bounty?
I hope so.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, because like Vader puts him in the carbonite, then is he like, you can also have this to Boba Fett or whatever, and then Boba Fett sells it to Jabba? Or does Vader sell it directly to Jabba?
Or did Lando be like, I want that bounty, and then orchestrated it with Vader?
Vader definitely made a deal with Lando, because there's the line that says, the deal is altered, pray it doesn't alter any further or whatever.
Okay. Uh-huh. But how does it go from Vader's carbonite hole to
which
Jabba's
is on Cloud
floating?
City.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess.
From Cloud City to Nabooli or whatever, where Jabba's palace is.
Tatooine.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Nabooli. Yeah, good.
How does it get there? We need to know this before
we
send
him
Han.
Off. He's like, you know, hey, Han, I love you. I know. And then frozen.
Yeah, and then yeah. Cut.
And then
new episode.
And then Jabba's palace. And then they're in Jabba's palace.
This is good if you imagine the three of us at like the fucking cantina having this conversation.
Ah,
like, wait,
how did he fucking do this again?
So
my memory show poor. Yeah.
Lando sells out the group.
Vader. The dog. Yeah,
he's a dog. They originally the plan was they just take Luke, which was
yeah.
I think. This part, I'm just guessing. But
so
I
Lando's like, sell out the group, keep my good friend Han, because I love him, or Han. Don't know how I say his name yet. It's all a bit weird. But Luke can fuck off.
Yeah. So, but Vader, they want to test the carbonite freezing on someone before they do it on Luke to send Luke to the Emperor. Because the plan is to freeze Luke. But
so Vader's the dog. All right.
But then that's when like Luke and Vader have the lightsaber fight and Luke loses his hand and then jumps in the hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
but
when he gets in the hole?
How does he get to Jabba then?
No, well, okay, so they test it out on Han to realize it works. They then give it to Boba Fett. Boba Fett then takes it to Han. Being
why
like,
does Boba
hey.
Fett get it?
I remember, Boba Fett's
do you want
there
this Boba
in
Fett?
Cloud City
no.
with
no,
Vader.
No, because Boba Fett got hired by Vader to track them as well, so Boba Fett must know Lando.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
Boba
yeah,
Fett's
yeah, yeah.
just, look,
Boba
at
Fett
this point, we've
out.
Lost our 30% of our audience.
So it feels to me that, like, Fett lucked out. He was like, sweet, I found him, and I'm getting some carbonite, boy. Is that the reason why he was helping? I was like, Asha, I'll help you track these cunts if I get Han. That was the deal, yeah?
Sure.
Is it like, dear plumbing the Death Star.
How dare you call yourself plumbing the Death Star when you've clearly never seen a Star Wars?
Yeah, well, hey, I've seen them all, heaps.
Dear audience, I'm just not that interested in them.
All right, here's my plan, boys. I think I figured it out. We know that Jabba is got Han off in his palace, yeah? He's frozen carbonite. He's just kicking it sweet, yeah? That's about what he's doing?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my plan. Here's my plan. It's a very simple plan. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pretend to be an art collector.
The hand plan.
We're
gonna buy him. We're gonna buy him as art.
How much would you ask? What's the asking price of a Han?
I don't know.
Remembering that the same thing. That's actually almost Leia's plan.
I just love Zabit's I don't know. It's such a panic. Jabba being like, how much do you want it for?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, new plan. Same plan, but similar. Like, similar plan, but different plan.
Hand plan 1.5.
All right. What are we going to do? We got to go.
Hand plan 1, Mark 2.
I'm going to pretend to be an art critic. Then we can go to, like, say, art buyers and be all like, have you heard that Jabba has an amazing bit of man frozen in carbonite that I think would look great on a wall? Perhaps you should buy it.
And, so is your plan...
Yeah.
Can I just try and figure out hand plan 1, Mark 2?
Yep.
Is the idea that... That then art collectors will buy the carbonite hand and we have to steal him from somewhere else?
Yes.
You've just moved him?
Yes.
Easier to rob a museum than Jabba's floating palace. Yeah,
easier to rob people who just collect art than Jabba, I feel.
Again, let's not forget that in Return of the Jedi, Leia threatens to kill Jabba in exchange for... Han, and he just laughs at her. And if you try and buy him, the same thing happens.
Well, no, because Jabba love money.
Yeah, you're just gonna find the price. There's an asking price.
Jabba gets, like, originally the droids are sent in to, like, trade for the thing because they're worth money.
Yeah,
the droids, and Jabba's are, like, maybe not enough.
Yeah,
maybe that you need more.
Yeah, everyone's got a price.
Okay, so we're clearly haggling at this point. All right, so this is hand plan Mark 3.
Yep.
Okay, hand plan 1, Mark 3.
Mark 3, yep.
Because the droid thing, again, it doesn't almost work, but it's a good beginning. So what if we say that, like...
You say almost work, I say it actively fails.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering what the most expensive droid in Star Wars is. Let's find out.
Probably a ship.
That's not a droid. That's
what about the Millennium Falcon? That's kind of a droid. That's got a droid brain in it.
Kind
You've
of
seen
a
Solo.
Droid.
I've seen Solo. I remember Solo better than Empire Strikes Back, it apparently sounds.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
What does Jabba want? Because, like, that's really the best thing.
That's
right
a question
now.
For another day. What does Jabba want?
Because, like, if Jabba's like, look, he a gangster boy. All he want money. Yeah, he wants money.
Well, I think that the
credits. I'm so sorry. Credits. He wants credits.
Yeah. Hey, so what Jabba wants is Han, because like he is.
So then,
the
what do you get a man who has everything? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, it's a struggle. All right, we're trying to figure it out. But I like the idea of trading him. And because I like the idea of Han waking up in just like an art collector's house.
And being, why is he waking
is
up?
Oh, yeah, we got to get him out. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I figure Sam at Hand Plan Mark 2 has some way of getting him out of the carbonite.
Sorry, Sam.
Apparently, he's got a son.
Who has a son?
Jabba. Yeah, he might have a son.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to keep in the old noggin.
Yeah, the Jabba family tree. Why does that matter? Blackmail, presumably, is what you were going for.
Kidnap his son, and then trade son for Han. Maybe worse than the villain.
Hand plan Mark 1, Mark 4.
Yep, which is totally different from the other.
But no, because they're still trading something for Han. But it's his son. Okay, how are you going to kidnap Han, the Jabba's son?
Great
Jabba
question.
Jabba plan Mark 1.
How fast is a hut? He seems true. Pretty slow. He's a slug
boy.
Easy
to kidnap. So, get a big net.
Yeah. A big net and just scoop him up. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. But he can't turn around. A Jabba the Hutt does not seem like he has a great turning circle. So you just got to put like a cage in front of him and he'll just get stuck in it. And then there you go.
Jabba the Hutt's son's name is Rotter and looks like...
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
So it looks like a little tadpole, yeah?
Yeah.
So easy to steal.
Catch it in a sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you setting up the trade? And how are you ensuring that the Jabba doesn't just kill you?
Well, it needs to be maybe without Jabba. So it needs, as in like, you need to send like a bag man. And we got to send our own bag. We do it with droids.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Do it
with droids.
Done. Do it with droids.
He sends Max Grebo. We send a droid. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
So.
Simple and done.
Joel Zammon. Yeah. Terrible news.
Okay.
So, the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
The Jedi kidnap Rotter and that.
Good idea, gang!
Yeah!
So, presumably, it's not going to work a second time.
Also, Rotter's nickname is Punky Muffin. I don't know if that helps us at all, but Wikipedia seems to think it's important.
Yeah.
He's also nicknamed Stinky. Well, okay, then.
And that was in that was in the Clone Wars, yeah? So, I'm guessing that Jabba's child has aged a bit.
Yeah.
Gonna need a bigger sack.
Clone Wars is 18 years before, or like 21 years before we have to steal Han.
Yeah. That's an old Hutt. Is this him?
Or is it? Or is it a young Hutt?
Yeah, that's how the thing Hutt's age?
Again, how what old is Jabba the Hutt?
There's got to be something that Jabba loves, right? There's got to be something that, you know, he would love, either a food... Another
doesn't
piece
he love
of
eating
art.
Those like rats or whatever?
Yeah.
Could you give one of them rats?
I would go in and try to be like, right, look, what do you want for that amazing piece of art? I love it.
Jabba the Hutt 600.
Wow. Well, that means Rotter's still a baby.
Yeah.
I like your trade idea. Yeah. Jabba, I have your baby. Give me hand. Give me my baby back. And then you do.
Solid.
I have a son. What?
I love this Jabba voice by Adam Sandler.
Watch me in the cobbler.
Abby doobie gabba dabba doobie got swan.
You're going to trade Jabba's son for... I don't see why that wouldn't work.
Well,
either
kidnap Jabba's son, which is like, you know, a trade for trade, or if we're trying to like do it under false pretenses, I feel pretend like going in there to do just regular... All right, so this is going to be a long-term plan. Whatever. Right. Han's in carbonite. He ain't getting any younger or older.
Hand
it's
plan
fine.
One, Mark V. Let's hear it.
So basically... So start going to Jabba's palace and building up a trade route. Whatever it is that we do. Whatever it is that he wants, right? Well, he's got to need something. Spices? I don't know. Something.
Yeah, great.
And so, because he's a mobster. So again, try and build up this relationship.
Yeah.
And then one day, he's got Han on display. You got to act the shit out of this, though. So you go in there and you're like, oh my God. I see what's on the wall and I love it. I love that. That is an amazing piece of art. How do I get something like that myself?
Boogie Han Solo.
Yeah, is that what the piece is called? I am shocked. How much?
Higa booga bugga, I don't want to sell it.
Jabba, there's got to be something that I can do, a favor or something to try and purchase that amazing piece of beautiful art.
Ugga bugga, where is my son? Then you get his son.
And then I get his son. But yeah, I reckon it's just so easy. All you got to do is it's got to take time, build up a relationship, and then try and find out what it is that he really wants and do a simple trade.
So, done. Zaman, I just during that great impression, I just did a bit more research. And do you guys remember the start of... I don't even know why I'm asking. Do you guys remember the start of Return of the Jedi?
Clearly not
even close.
So, no, come on, think. Yeah. You idiot.
Okay, so where are you standing when you try and make this claim to.
Oh no, the Rancor
pit. The Rancor pit.
In front of Jabba?
Well, I feel that the reason why he might not put me in the Rancor pit is because we've been building up this trade route for a number of years.
That's true. At the very least, presumably you know where the Rancor pit is.
Yeah.
Your plan is to be trading art with him before Han even gets kidnapped.
No, no, no. I guess whatever. I'll start after he gets kidnapped. But then it's going to take me a couple of years to build up this rapport.
Hang on, hang on. Let's look at the timeline here. Yeah, because
it's a long term.
Yeah, but does that mean that Star Wars
happens
like,
around me?
Like, doesn't happen? Yeah, like as in.
Well, does Luke? Are we Luke Skywalker? Because
I feel like Luke. Don't worry, I got this.
Yeah.
4 to 5 to 8 years later, I reckon I got this.
So Death Star 2, I guess, gets built.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebels die.
I mean, if Luke is just sitting there with his thumb up his ass waiting on me to get Han back, that's on him.
Well, Han gets the shields down.
Yeah,
on
but
Endor.
I'm sure.
So if you remove Han from that situation.
But you're going to get someone else in that role anyway, right?
It's great, though, to imagine, Sam, that you're finally getting Han out, defroozing him or whatever, and he's like, I've got to go save the... And you're like,
no, don't worry.
The Empire's in charge. Yeah. Fucked it, but you're out.
If his whole plan relied on one lad, then that's on Luke. That's not on my great plan.
Well, no, the plan doesn't rely on Han, but Han and Leia, the combo of those two, figure out that it was a trap.
Yeah,
and without... Great. The only person that saves them is Chewbacca, who won't be there if Han's not there.
It's so
Where's
good.
Where's Chewie going to be?
Chewbacca rots in a cell, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I might have killed the rebels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And also the droids. Are the droids being taken to Jabba? Or is that not happening?
No, I don't think that's happening because Luke's got us to do
it.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay. I'm just doing a lovely little smuggling thing and trying to really build up that rapport to eventually buy a painting.
It's good to imagine like Luke sending you like a hollow message being like, hey, just wondering.
Yes?
You're taking your time here.
Well, yeah, you got to
set up a trade route, Luke. That
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we've got to set up a trade route. See, look, you can't just go in there and ask for a painting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay.
Use your brain.
And then, yeah. So you've destroyed the galaxy, but
yes,
you have completed the mission. So
I call that a win.
I guess so.
Han's going to be mad when he... Maybe I don't. Maybe I just... Hey, guys, check out my great bit of art on my wall.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose if it, like, comes to it where you've got him, but Luke has been killed by Palpatine or whatever,
you don't
have anyone to bring him back to, so you just keep Han on your wall.
That seems pretty cool. And then my kids can wake him up.
Yeah.
And it's like a complete new galaxy. And Han can kick its
own bear.
Luke's life isn't affected by Han in the last movie, so that's... The good news is that Luke lives and the Emperor still dies.
And, hey, guess what? No Ben Solo.
Hey, that is true.
No Ben Solo?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a shock. Leia's where's my boyfriend?
No Ben Solo means that the Emperor still comes back.
Yeah.
And Ben Solo does play a big role in stopping the Emperor. So... Yeah.
But
yeah, fuck the galaxy
opinion,
again.
Zabbit's long dead by that. Just
no, he's
just
not.
From happenstance.
falls over, trips on a rock, brains himself. Han Solo's outstretched hand, frozen in carbonite, gets him. So hand plan 1, Mark 5. Han.
Yeah. So here, how did I do overall?
You've fucked the whole Star Wars galaxy. 3 movies don't happen. The Emperor wins in the long con.
Well, you're saying fuck the galaxy. All we have now is a new ruler.
No, it's the same ruler.
It's the same
status
ruler,
quo, baby.
Death chips.
Yeah.
Zabbit is killed by the new order or whatever because they know he was instrumental in causing this. But you did succeed.
Yes.
You got Han back. Han plan Mark 5 was on paper. A success.
I'll take
trading art with him again, and that's assuming that kidnapping his son is gonna get a result that you want.
Well, no, yeah. no, we're not kidnapping the son. That was part of plan 1.3.
Yeah,
this is 1.5. We're going back to the long-term art deal.
Long-term. Yeah.
So you're just hoping that Jabba the Hutt changes his mind about how valuable the Han Solo thing, which is his favorite possession.
After a while, he might get something new. Exactly.
After like 10 years.
After 10 years, he's like, you know what? I need something else in this palace to kind of, you know, spruce it up a little.
Maybe you can freeze Darth Vader's remains in carbonite and then give it to him and be like, oh, look, you get the remains of a ruler. That's
pretty good. Again, it all takes a while, but because like no matter how good something is, after a while, it's no longer going to spark joy. And you need to be able to
recon though, Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Right. So that's what we got to do. That's all I got to do. It's a long con, I know that, but I succeeded. And that's all that matters.
Jabba the Hutt is a gangster and the head of a crime syndicate, and you just need to rely on him having a number one enemy again and you being able to get your hands on them.
Mm. Yeah, which I think is doable.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, do you know that we do too many shows across the Sans Pants Radio Network? Take Shut Up a Second, our very first podcast we ever did. It's a nightmare reflection to where it all started, but damn it, I can't help but feel like a proud dad. Early on, I edited all the episodes, watching ever vigilantly from the producer box, until one day I realized they just didn't need me anymore. The training wheels had come off, and sure, there'd be some minor scraps along the way, but my heart beams with deep satisfaction of how far they've come. Oh, it's also just some hot, dumb, funny bullshit, so search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. Yeah.
Can I give you hand plan two?
Yes. Hand plan two? Lay it on us.
Okay. For hand plan two to be successful, I need to be like an R2-D2. Is that okay?
You're a droid. Yeah.
We can make you a
droid.
Like,
an R2-D2, or will you settle for being a C-3PO? Something that's much easier for you to do.
I think I need to be an R2-D2.
So, okay.
Because like a protocol droid that's noticeable. I need to just like be delivered to Jabba like a gift. Mm-hmm. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, up to him, whatever. He just lets me hang out with the gang, you know, mm-hmm. Max Grebo and his elephant musician.
Yep.
And then I need to look up how Han Solo's actually physically frozen in the carbonite.
What do you mean physically? What he looks like?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's got his hands out front being like, I'm frozen.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so his feet, slowly, day by day, inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, are using my little R2-D2 torch, burn away the underneath of his feet in the frozen carbonite until it's all gone and he just slides out like a snail coming out of its shell. Over time, second by second, centimeter by centimeter, that's my plan.
So, problems.
Yes.
So the carbonite, it's not like a shell.
Okay.
and even if it was a shell, because it's gone to his skin, and so like no matter what kind of person you are, you're not going to fit out the soles of your feet.
What do you mean?
And also, like my torso ain't gonna. It's not as wide as.
Okay. So you know what you're saying.
It's physically.
The bottom of Han Solo's feet, and he nuts himself on the remaining carbonite.
Your plan worked, which I'm not saying, let's just say if the science checks out.
Yeah, sure.
In this fantasy realm of Star Wars.
It's a gas that turns solid, so no, it immediately doesn't work, but that's fine.
Okay, it definitely doesn't work. Okay, let's say it does a little bit, so you start doing this inch by inch, so then he's like, his foot is out. So his foot is now live.
Mm-hmm.
So his foot is going to age.
No. I've given Han Solo an old foot.
Also, and if you do it inch by inch, like centimeter by centimeter.
At the fucking
That's why I do it
Shawshank. He's Shawshanking this. It's fine.
Shawshank wouldn't work if the police officers was looking at a hole get bigger and bigger
he's
every day.
Shawshanking, but the problem is you're killing Han just slowly. Because let's just say Jabba's into it. Let's just say he's like, let's see where this goes. And it takes
what's
you
this little fucking droid doing?
And it will take you, let's say 10 years. It takes you 10 years to go from his feet up.
Yeah.
You've killed Han.
It's just
so
great.
Slowly. Like his body is withering from the feet up.
Yeah.
Because each inch is a little bit younger than the
but
other.
But how great is it to imagine, so I do like the bottom of his feet and he comes alive again because like there's air coming in and you just hear Han Solo nut himself on the carbonite and make like a oof. And Jabba being like, what was that? I'd wheel away real quick. Okay. Hand plan Mark 2.
Yep.
Hand plan 2 Mark 2.
Two Mark 2. Yep. So I have to go around. Instead of from the bottom up, I do from the back forward. So.
Wrong. Again. Fuck. It's so annoying that you don't remember anything about Star Wars. I'm our audience now. He's not. You can't access the back.
Why not?
He's in like a frame thing.
Well, I gotta clean it, I say. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. But Jabba knows that means your hand is dirty. Let me clean it.
Or hey, you can do that kind of thing where you maybe bump him. Hope he doesn't shatter and break, but you bump him. Or if he does, I have to then take it away for restoration.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, what they do with old paintings in our world. And, you know, all we got to do is do an old switcheroo.
I create the character of a clumsy droid. I bump into Han Solo. It tips over, shatters.
Being the ultimate disaster movie, this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Jabba's like, well, I've got people for that. I'm like, beep, beep. Oh, no.
Also, you can't knock Han Solo off the wall because he's like, it's not like hanging like a framed painting.
I don't know about that.
With enough force, he could definitely knock it a bit.
It's built into the wall. That's how I know there's a backing. He's behind a curtain.
But surely there's got to be a behind.
Which is funny
somehow.
That they close a curtain over him when they go to bed.
I don't want him looking at him. That's fair.
Yeah, look, I get it. Okay, all right.
Well, okay, but what if I clean him? Okay, what if I clean him? His hand plan 2, Mark 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I establish myself as the hand cleaner, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jabba needs someone to do it.
Yes.
RTD2 can kind of fly a bit, yeah?
Yeah. He has a jetpack, which is only ever used in Attack of the Clones.
So, yes.
That's all I need. I jetpack up to the face, mm-hmm. okay? I torch out his eye holes and mouth, and he helps me. He tells me what to do.
It's so funny.
His eyes age rapidly and his lips age. He gives me advice on how to get him out of his
palace.
A button. If you're a protocol droid, you could just plug into the thing and it would be done.
No. How about this, Jack? What you want to do is you want to set yourself up as the sweet orgy bot. Okay?
Yeah, great.
And
why?
You gotta be like, listen to the plan.
Hear
set yourself up as a sweet orgy bot. You're like, Jabba, you know what you love? Orgies. Mm-hmm. You throw the best orgy. Then in the throes of said orgy, you get Han dirty. We're talking filthy.
Jizzed up
so much lube on that particular painting. It's fucked. He's gross. So then we're like, right, Jabba, we need to clean Han after the I know a group of lads who are the best orgy cleanup crew you'll ever
know.
They
know exactly what they're doing. They're so skilled.
He slips Jabba our wonderful calling card. It says Orgy Cleanups Are Us.
Yeah.
And then a picture of our three faces giving the thumbs up.
Just be gone.
Yeah. That's what we are. And then he's like, sick. He calls us up. We come in with a big van. load up everything to be like, oh, this is the worst we've ever seen. Don't worry. We're wearing high vis.
You make me sick, Jabba the Hutt.
Mm. We got high vis, we got ladders. We're like, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Boom, we're out. He's a little bit drunk, slash like hungover, slash still reeling from that amazing orgy we threw.
He's in the afterglow, absolutely.
So he's not thinking straight, and then we're out of there with that beautiful piece of art that is Han Solo.
And then we figure out how to defrost him later or whatever.
Yeah.
Put him in the microwave. I don't know how it works.
Once again, orgies solve the problem.
Well, I mean, you can just... He's carbonite. It's the same way that you would clean a statue if a bird shits on it by just hosing it down.
Yeah, but nah, but he's got the orgy brain. He's a bit... He's a bit fazzled.
We're relying, Dusha, here on orgy brain.
I get it, and it is funny to think about Han Solo covered in cum from an orgy. I get it. Right. I understand the comedy. Yeah, like, I'm there. I'm there. I'm standing right next to you. I'm laughing. I get it.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear.
But as far as plans go, just coming on a thing and hoping that they give it to you because you did that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if that's reliable.
I'm listening. Okay. What about my plan of torching open his mouth and eyes and then him telling me
again,
what?
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's not a shell. I cannot stress this enough. You're just burning his eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
as I torch his eyes, and as I torch his mouth, he's like, ah!
No, he doesn't scream. Nothing
doesn't
happens.
Doesn't say anything because you killed him. Because
he's not.
He's not a casing. It's his carbonite all the way through.
Yeah.
I don't
understand.
Know what
I can
you
see.
I don't understand or fully grasp what you're trying to tell me. I burn his eyes out.
Jackson, carbonite doesn't work like an egg. It's not like when you crack through the egg, you get to the gooey bit, and the gooey bit is Han Solo. It's
so
like when you
work.
Imagine you drown underwater. You fill with water, but your outsides are still covered with water. Yeah?
But there's still skin.
Now the water freezes.
This is a bad analogy. This is a bad analogy.
Has he become carbonite?
Yes.
He is carbonite, right?
Yes. That's why he's not aging. Because if he was just in a shell, he would just die.
Okay. I need some time to think of a new plan.
Why did you think? Yeah, imagine if Luke Skywalker.
It's sci-fi. There's no rules.
Unwrap him like a goddamn present.
Trying really hard to figure out how to crack this man out of a shell.
Anything's possible in Star Wars? It could be magic shell that keeps you alive inside. Yeah. It's in a magic stone cocoon.
All right. So painting orgy and trying to burn Han Solo's eyes didn't work.
Okay.
What do you got, JD? Well, Jack has a think.
Well, see, I've done the opposite, and I've realized, unlike Jackson, my hand plan 3 is relies on the fact that carbonite, hard to destroy.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try and fucking communicate with him. Who cares? Blow up the barge without even knocking on the door.
Okay. How are you doing that?
Probably speaking to Luke and be like, look, I'll do all the dirty work. You're basically a gray Jedi. So what I'm saying is I just need you to get me a big gun. But you don't need to worry about what happens next. But Han will be with you shortly.
About a grenade? Like those
thermal detonator? That's the opposite of an explosion. That's one bullet.
Like, in fact, hey, you know what you've got?
What?
A C-3PO. Yeah. You know what you could really just shove a lot of into him?
Bombs.
Thermal detonators.
Yeah, okay, so you bomb up C-3PO.
Well, not
bomb
even
up C-3PO.
Well, no, like, I'm friends with C-3PO. I probably just pick a...
Why?
Why are you friends with C-3PO?
Because I'm
friends... I'm not.
Well,
and
I guess...
I'm a droid in this situation.
We've learned...
We hate him.
We've learned... Actually, Jackson's a droid. Maybe I just feel Jackson with them.
Wait, let me burn Han Solo's eyes. I have a plan.
I just know that the barge can explode, and
they're not in the barge at the start.
They're in the palace, not the barge.
Yeah.
I like the idea now of filling a droid with bombs. That's my Han plot. My Han Plan 3.
Your Han Plan 3 is your fill a droid bombs.
Han Plan okay. 3. Fill a droid.
Fill a
up to its eyeballs. With thermal detonators.
Yeah.
This
so,
is some weird Star Wars alien
does,
now, I guess.
Does a thermal detonator have any effect on carbonite?
Yeah,
I guess
maybe.
That's going to be the
think
question.
So.
That's very funny if Luke's like, so this won't destroy Han? You're like, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's so great. Explodes and like slamming into the sand right next to you, his hands, legs.
Huh. Can he's thermal still okay jet.
That can be attached.
Destroy.
Hey, Luke. Good news, bad news.
Jabba the Hutt's dead. Dead as fuck.
Good news. That's what you wanted, right?
I killed Jabba. I even got Han. That's pretty great. Bad news. I've got him in several pieces.
Yeah, but he's still good. And then I'll wheel up and be like, beep, boop, beep, boop. It's not a shell, turns out. So he's good in there. He's made of rocks or something. That's what I've learned.
It seems like that a thermal detonator probably won't damage carbonite.
Okay.
All right, I love how confident you are.
Yeah, you sound like you really believe that.
You sound like a man who knows that this is a plan that will 100%
work. They have a timer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's hard. The timer ranges from 6 to 18 seconds, apparently.
Well,
got to be quick.
Heaps of time. Yeah, that's not heaps
Well, all you got to do is be like, hey, C-3PO, when you go to Jabba's palace, all you got to do is you stand before him, press this button. What will happen then is a hologram will come up, and that'll be me talking to Jabba. All you got to do is press that and wait 16 to 17 seconds. That's how long the delay is going
to
go.
Trying to kill me, Master Dooster.
No. It's a communication thing. Trust me.
I thought you were my friend.
I love you. We are definitely your friend.
I know that the R2 Jackson 2 is not my friend, clearly. He's made that clear. But I thought we were.
So we are definitely friends, so this is what we're doing.
Thermal detonators are used in mining. Carbonite seems like...
Thousands of pieces of Han shattered across the desert.
Okay, so look, you got him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of Jabba's palace, guaranteed.
Feel, whereas Luke doesn't kill me, he might kill you.
He does a spin around and chops your head off with a lightsaber. Yeah. I reckon, is there a way we can make this work for all three of us if we combine our plans?
Yep.
Zammit sets up a trade route, delivers me, I'm full of bombs. I explode, Chopper dies, hand is shattered, Dusha gets cut in half. Zammit survives. Okay.
No, I reckon we could probably.
Jabba
what if
some way to...
Jabba the Hutt, big mouth? What if we install like a tube on your droid so that you just,
beep, boop, boop.
Like a baseball ball machine for batting practice, except you just shoot thermal detonators directly into Jabba the Hutt's mouth.
Hi, Jabba. I'm a new droid designed to shoot those rats you love to eat into your mouth from a distance. Open up.
Okay, well, one thing we do definitely know about Jabba, apart from him being slow, is that his neck is very sensitive.
Okie doke.
Because even though he's got a big, thick neck, he can be strangled by Leia with a chain. Yeah. So I feel that his neck is a weak spot.
Well, what if this is the plan? Okay, so Zammit sets up a trade route. He delivers me as a gift for Jabba.
And while that's happening, I strangle him while he's distracted?
Or go back to that sweet orgy idea someone had, and in the throes of the orgy, someone strangles Jabba.
But we don't have a chain. We just get our arms. What about this? The three of us arrive to Jabba's palace. This is hand plan for Mark 1. We arrive to Jabba's palace and we're like, hi, we're here to hug you. And then we all link arms around his neck and squeeze. And we hug his neck to death. And he chokes. Then we just throw Han out of the bus or whatever, out of the floating palace.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's good.
Wait,
hug him to death.
Okay, next idea. I set up a trade route. Salt. Nothing but salt.
Okay,
then
great.
Then we salt the sucker.
Salt the slug.
Salt the slug. Salt the slug. Yeah, we salt the slug.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, here we go. So yeah, you set up a trade route delivering salt. You, we gut me, hollow me out, fill me with salt, send me in, I tip into Jabba's mouth.
What if we just...
Salt dies.
All right, Jackson, you're obviously open to becoming a droid. What if you become...
I am a droid.
What if we disguise you as one of those rats that Jabba likes to eat so much? Fill you with salt. He bites into you, salt his insides.
Yeah, salt his guts. I explode
fill you
out.
With salt and blades.
Yes. As his stomach acids digest my metal and I die vored by Jabba.
You die.
The salt and blades.
Vored and horny.
Vored and as horny as a droid could ever be. The salt and the blades come out, chop up his insides. He needs surgery. While he's taken out, you two sneak in, steal Han. I am removed by a doctor. This is a droid, a horny, horny droid. They throw me in the bin. Bada bing, bada boom. Luke,
we've got
his
Han.
Hand.
That's the
hand
best plan
Mark
we've got.
6 was the successful hand plan. I believe.
Yeah, that's the best one. Jackson gets bored like he always wanted.
Yeah,
we the two Joels just walk in and steal. Minimal effort from us.
Just like what we wanted.
Jackson.
Absolutely.
Jackson's removed by that ball doctor. Not a ball doctor, but a doctor that's a ball.
Thrown in the bin.
Put
or
in
whatever.
The bin, again, where you deserve to be. Horny, though. That's good.
Yeah, they're still horny.
Yeah.
And Jabba's dead.
Yeah.
Or just very sick, and then he gets surgery, comes back, but you've taken Han already.
Yeah.
Luke, well done. Where's our credits? We're good.
Off we go. Bada bing, bada boom.
We did this
fixed
with
it.
Vore, so maybe give us some hazard pay or whatever, but otherwise.
Jackson's like, you know what? You don't need to pay me. I got my enjoyment from a horn.
That was payment enough, Luke Skywalker. Plus, I'm a droid, so what am I going to do with money?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Diddle, 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 diddle. It's the end of a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Final closing credits.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
We stole Han Solo and it wasn't even that hard.
We stole Han Solo and your heart.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.